electronic edge to these guys that you guys should check out. So you can find them at snayx.com, snakes, I think. And I'm going to play us a song of theirs called Strut that I've quite been enjoying. And lastly, we've got some music from Nikki Kinney, who is a South Asian pop musician making really, really catchy music. And she's got unapologetic lyrics that really made me laugh. I'm going to play us a single called All Things Nice, which is her latest single. You can find her at Nikki Kinney, spelled N-I-K-I. K-I-N-I music.com. And lastly, for this set, we're going to have some new music from Glass Animals, and I must have listened to this song 700 times since it's come out. It came out on the 8th of August, so just a little after we saw them actually at Oceaga Fest. But it's so catchy, it's really well done, it's quite an indie pop song, and it seems like this is the beginning of a new era for Glass Animals, and I could talk about this song endlessly, but you want to listen to music, I want to listen to music. It's called Vampire Bat, and you can find them at glassanimals.com. Let's start off with a little bit of the Jacques. This is Ramona here on CFRZ Radio.
Just for me. This is art to me. You're a masterpiece. I'm the master plan and I'm the master chief. I play chess while you play checkers. Back tattoos and Barbie stickers. Lipstick stains on bathroom stores. I'm Marilyn Monroe. Not as stupid as I look. I don't do things by the book. I'm animalistic. Anarchistic. I'm from two bits. So a priestess next to me. I'm rich, but I'm not as rich as I ought to be. I'm just rich. I'm taught to me. Swear of words, you taught to me. Your confidence, it cost me. Tragedy, my tragedy now.
Out and chatting shit about me, huh?
Did you look both ways when you crossed me? Crossed me. Don't cross me, Christian. It's funny how you hate and then you watch me. Watch me.
Oh,
you feel like a rock star, don't you know? I'm looking off every time you pick me down like a rock star. a city tax. 90% of a product went back. Took it to the club and you put it in a piggy bank. Put a fingers dipping lobster claws with your fat cat. City bank, just like that.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC Radio, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. Welcome back to the Elbert Road. We're here for the next sort of 15 minutes with you, and we're bringing you music from a bunch of different things. Obviously, we've had some new releases, and we've also had some music that's been live right now at Reading Festival, one of the biggest festivals in kind of modern music history, really. But we heard some music on that last set from a band called Jacques, who I really enjoy. They have a new single called Ramona that you should go check out. We heard some music that's playing right now at Reading Festival. The band Snakes, I think that's how you say their name, S-N-A-Y-X. Brighton-based kind of punky band with a really electro hard edge to it. We heard some music from them as well, a new single of theirs called Strut. We also heard some music from Nikki Kinney, who I did find myself chuckling along to that song, and it's also so catchy that chorus is going to be stuck in my head. It was called All Things Nice, and I do recommend going and checking it out. You know, talking about really catchy music that's been stuck in my head for a long time, had new music from Glass Animals called Vampire Bat. And I also threw in a new single, actually, by Lava LaRue there, which I've really been enjoying. And I thought, you know what? It really continues on well from the Glass Animals song. They make such incredible melodies and stuff. This is the first single that they've released since last year's album Starface, which was their debut album, and I thought it was one of the albums of 2024. So good. Just the way that they blend a little bit of alternative, a bit of R&B, a little bit of soul in there, and then just like really catchy bass lines and stuff. They are one of the, they're quite, you know, multi-hyphenate. That's the word for them. Because apart from obviously the music that they make on their own, they've kind of set up a film production unit, really. And they've been, you know, directing videos for artists like Wet Leg. They directed Wet Leg's Brit performance, like Brit Awards performance, and they've sort of been around doing festivals of their own, but also hanging out with the Wet Leg crew. And they're just really awesome. So you can find them at lavalarue.bandcamp.com, spelled L-A-V-A-L-A-R-U-E. It's just an amalgamation, like a, it's just an anagram of their actual name. But the song was called Easy Come, Easy Go. I really enjoyed it. And now I think the one thing I can leave you with for this week's show is a little bit of real live music from Reading Festival. So the BBC does do coverage of a lot of the music at Reading Festival. They bring some clips, they have some coverage on live TV, and to be honest, their festival coverage this year has sort of been coming under a bit of scrutiny. You know, obviously they had the whole controversy with Kneecap and Bob Villain earlier in the year at Glastonbury Festival, but Reading, again, they've managed to come under fire from fans and music lovers alike, because they didn't broadcast Hozier, the headliner of Friday's Glastonbury. They didn't broadcast his set, and there's a whole political thing happening over there about censorship and whether the BBC is like overstepping a little bit and over-censoring. But I think that's a discussion for another day. I am going to bring us some live music from artists that we have managed to get performances for, though. So I'm going to bring us some music from Example, who was sort of the king of the school disco. He returned with a rousing performance that took the festival attendees back to their best days, you know, with his hit song Kickstarts. Also going to have some music from Still Woozy, the indie pop American act who I actually saw at Oceaga last year. I think he was playing just as it was, just as it had stopped raining, and there were like rainbows throughout his set on the opposite side. It was just a really lovely vibe. But he brought some delightful tunes to Reading as well. I'm going to play you a version of his song Cooks. The Kooks, the band, did also play Reading, but I'm not sure if I'll have time to bring you their set. So we might have a bit of that next week. We'll have more coverage from the festival coming up for you. But I'm going to play you Still Woozy's song, Cook. You can find him at woozystill.com. And then lastly, we're going to end with some punk rock energy from Softplay and Kate Nash. Now, Softplay, you know, really, they reformed a couple of years ago, released their album Heavy Jelly last year, changed their name and everything. And I think they may have finally found a bassist that works for the two-piece that could never find the rest of the band. Kate Nash, she joined them. She's done a song with them that we have actually played on the show, but a while ago. It's on the extended version of their album called Heavier Jelly. The song's called Slushy. She joined them to play it. She was singing it and playing the bass, and it sounds so good, so that's what we're going to end on. Join us back next week, where we'll have more coverage from Reading and bring you all the deets on what happened at Oasis. See you next week. This is Example with Kickstart. Goodbye.
Tell me what's going on. I don't need a new prevention on my phone, 'cause I'm really tired. We'd like to invite on stage a friend of ours, Kate Nash, everybody. This one's called Slushy.
It is now 9:30 in the p.m. and you are listening to CFRCFM 101.9 FM cable. Well, actually, no, I don't really know about the cable part anymore, but on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. Good evening here on this fine, beautiful, long weekend. The kids is back. The energy is ramped, and I'm going to try to match it as best I can. A whole bunch of frosh stuff going on outside. A lot of folk having a good time, but I swear through one of the windows, as a lot of chants and stuff, you know, kind of happened during frosh, I swear I heard some kids at one point chant Mortal Kombat, and that kind of made me very happy. Anyways, So I'm going to be busting it the next hour and a half. The top of the hour, I'm going to, as we're sort of winding down the weave here, I'm going to do one of my favorite things, which is bust out a whole whack of cover songs, which kind of the beginning is going to tie in with a movie I saw recently, and I'll get into that later. But, you know, just kind of a plethora of just favorite cover versions of songs that I enjoy. That'll be more at the top of the hour. There was a bunch of shows that happened over this long weekend, one of which I'm kind of bummed out I missed, which was the Oscillatorium, you know, their big annual shebang. A lot of great bands I love played it. And I, you know, didn't get to see it, but, you know, I'm going to try to sort of recreate it a little in spirit. We're going to have some Strange Happenings who played there, Kingston's Own, as well as Fraser Wayne of, you know, just a lot of really great bands and stuff like that, and some of his solo stuff he played there. I was kind of bummed I didn't get a chance to say hi to him, but, you know, this is, I guess, my sonic hello, if you will. But we're going to start off, I think, with a little Moon King, and we're going to bring it back to their album from like 10 years ago, Secret Life, and a favorite of mine, which is Apocalypse. So let's, you know, get into that, and I will be back soon enough. So here is Moon King on CFRC.
Thank you. It's called Be Good. It's on my first record, but this is a new version of it.
Emotion on my lips. Think about them all.